Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, back's kind of up against the wall here with all these injuries, huh?
You think. I mean, and then you're playing on a Thursday night, which makes it a little tougher because you don't have less days to try to heal.
Is this a game that I got to rely on the defense because all these injuries on the offense?
I would think so. I mean, if you look at, I think the Browns have scored 18 touchdowns on the season. Well, Chubb and Hunter have nine of them. So, I mean, you're losing a lot of your offensive punch. And the defense, you know, they haven't played well the last couple of weeks. And, you know, they went out and they've signed a bunch of players that was to upgrade it. And, you know, they need to get coordinated and play like they're capable.
Doug, you've had a voice in this town for a very long time. And you've worked here.
What is that supposed to start with?
Well, there's a reason I'm asking. I'm really curious. Is there anybody that has seen you at the supermarket or somewhere around that's been like, hey, aren't you the guy from the commercial?
Oh, I've had a few people say that, but I was actually just a stand-in for Jimmy Donovan.
Wow, they see that's so nice. Doug Deacon joining us on the show. Do you have an actual question ask Doug?
That was the question, because I'm thinking you're somebody who is definitely this larger-than-life personality. You've been with the Browns in some capacity for a long period of time, but I wondered if there was anybody who was like, hey, I don't know who that guy is, except I saw him in a commercial.
Well, I've been involved with the Browns longer than either of you guys have been around.
It's actually true. Hey. Doug Deacon joining us on the show. So the offensive line is so banged up. It looks as if, according to the early reports, Jed Wills will be able to play tonight. Jack Conklin won't, and it seems that Blake Hance will be in his stead. Boy, there's been a lot thrown at Blake Hance in just 6 weeks, hasn't there?
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing, you know, if you're a first-round draft pick to come in and people expect, you know, okay, we just plug him in and he'll play. Well, when you've been drafted a little lower and you don't have a lot of experience at this level, it's tough. I mean, and the thing is, you know, you play in the preseason, yeah, you get some experience, but that's a different game speed, and you're also playing against the twos and the threes in the preseason. You're not playing against the Von Millers.
So what kind of a week was this then, especially for Callahan and that offensive line, not knowing who's going to play, not having much practice time whatsoever, and developing a game plan that can actually work, and then, oh, by the way, your top two thoroughbred running backs are not going to be available to you.
Well, it's tough, but I mean, the one thing you do have is you have a lot of tight ends on your roster that you can, you know, shore up your protection by, you know, putting them, next to the tackle to make sure that if the guy's coming, you know, he's got to go through two instead of one. Or, you know, you use a running back to chip on him. But, you can't do the same thing every play because, you know, they'll find a way to, you know, attack it. But I think, you know, it's going to be a creative game plan to try to find a way to make sure that, you know, Von Miller doesn't destroy the offense.
Well, you mentioned Von Miller, and it's perfect because that was going to be the next question. And look, whether you read it in print or you saw the video and heard him, might have two different takeaways of how serious he was, but he basically was trying to motivate himself, much in the way that Myles Garrett had a different way to motivate himself earlier in the year. What do the Browns do to kind of neutralize that? Are the backup running backs going to be ready to go, ready to chip away? Are they going to be able to do that with the tight ends and wide receivers?
Well, I think D'Ernest Johnson will do a great job at it. You know, he's really a tough kid, and you know, he's one of those guys that you know, he'll do whatever it takes to stay on the playing field, and I think, you know, that will help. The problem is, you know, every time you use a back or a tight end to help out, you're taking one of your receivers out of the pass pattern.
Doug Deacon joining us here on the show. What does Jarvis mean to this offense and this football team?
He means a lot. I mean, he brings a lot of energy, brings a lot of toughness. And, you know, he's a great player. I mean, he's got great hands. He catches everything that's, you know, thrown to him. And he's a big plus. You know, I think, you know, the running game kind of goes through Nick Chubb, and the passing game goes through Jarvis. Those are the two people that you know, really, if you're going to say, okay, I need a yard, who am I going to hand it off to? I'm going to hand it off to Chubb. I need 5 yards in the passing game, who am I going to throw to? I'm going to throw it to Jarvis.
You know, we were talking about earlier the difference between what a Baker Mayfield game plan might be and a Case Keenum game plan, and I don't know, Ken and I kind of agree that we don't think it's going to change much at all.
You're running the same offense, and you know, the one thing you have to be careful is, you know, your pass protection. Obviously, you know, if you don't have Wills and Conklin, it's going to drop off a little bit. But you know, there's ways to shore it up, and you know, you get the ball out quicker.
Doug Deacon joining us here on the show. You know, going back to Blake Hantz, like, there were some people when we talked about Blake Hantz earlier, I immediately got a bunch of tweets, Doug, that said, "Well, that's good because James Hudson's terrible." I went, well, wait a minute. Blake Hantz, now I know that Northwestern's tried to open it up recently, but Blake Hantz does come from a pro-style offense, where James Hudson comes from a spread-out, more college-style offense. Have you or have you not seen a ton of offensive linemen who have taken some years to get themselves acclimated to the NFL because they simply just don't huddle anymore in college football?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think you can just look at the tackle from Denver, Garrett Bowles, you know, out of Utah. You know, his first couple of years was a little rough. Now he's, you know, playing at a Pro Bowl level. And the thing is, you know, in college you don't get the same looks you get here. You know, people, you know, they do a lot of scouting to try to exploit your weakness. And if you don't find a way to fix it, then you got a problem.
Can a game like tonight, the fact that they are missing so many guys on offense, can that galvanize a defense? Can that be something Stefanski kind of really gets that message across to the defense? Like, we need you tonight. We need you now more than ever to save this season.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, anytime, you know, you're shorthanded, it's a bigger challenge. And, you know, the bigger the challenge, the sweeter the rewards if you come up on the winning end. And I think, you know, this is a team that's a well-coached football team in regards to, you know, doing what they're supposed to do, except on the defensive side the last couple of weeks has not looked like they have. But, you know, offensively, I think, you know, they have a good understanding. Keenum's been in this offense for a while. You know, so I think there's some pluses going in. But, you know, the big thing is going to be who's going to be out there to line up. I mean, you know, which tackle or if either tackle is going to be able to do it. Because, it's going to be tough if you don't have, you know, at least one of them.
Brown's going to be wearing orange pants. Thoughts?
Well, I've told you the story about Ricky Bolden. You know, when they first broke out the orange pants back in the 70s or 80s, we had a tackle, Ricky Bolden. And so when we got done using them, we had them when Forrest Gregg was here. So when we got done using them, they became our practice pants. So around Halloween, I decided to put a pumpkin face on the seat of his pants. And every time he went out to line up, you know, in practice that day, the smile on the pumpkin face would just widen, and the running backs would start laughing. And so they made him go in and change his pants.
Do you like the orange pants? Do you like the look? Does it complete the look?
I'm more of a white guy. I like the white pants, the more traditional.
Doug Deacon joining us here on the show. Do you consider yourself a clothes horse?
No, I can consider myself a sales shopper. If it's on sale, I might shop for it.
Oh, there we are. Doug Deacon with us on the show. Doug, we can't thank you enough for the time. I'll talk to you later on today, my friend. All the best.
Okay, thanks, Kenneth.
The great Doug Deacon joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Fabulous as always from Doug. Orange pants tonight, which the Browns announced it, and then there were people going, great. Like, I saw RefLog's responses, and they were funny. Of the Flex Seal guy,
yeah,
where he slaps the Flex Seal on the water. It's like, no chub, no hut, no, here's some orange pants.
Well, I'm so confused.
I might as well get something I like. I love the orange pants, so I might as well get something.
Here is my question about uniforms, because I'm in the bubble too much. I can't decipher. They all look great now on television to me. But it seems like the fan base on social media goes crazy over any variation of the uniform. So I guess what I'm wondering is, do you not really like the uniform then? If you like little tweaks every time they do a little tweak, you go crazy?
I think people get excited by little changes. I think they get excited by that.
I'm trying to think, is there a variation of the jersey that the fan base, especially young people on social media, do not like?
The ones they wore for 5 years.
But they liked those when they came out.
When they came out, and then they went out and played in them, and then that made it even worse.
Taylor Gabriel got trapped underneath a poncho, and it was over.
He did. I'm just wondering.
That was an omen.
It seems like people like every single version of the uniform, no matter what it is. And so I don't even know if the fans like the orange jersey more than they don't.
I do not want an orange jersey.
I'm sorry, the orange pants. Now, the orange jersey we did get during the Tim Couch years, right?
Didn't you have one with Jeff Garcia in an orange jersey?
I believe he did.
You look like Clemson. No orange jersey. Mm-hmm. The other ones I'm fine with. Everything else is great. I love orange pants. I'm a big fan of the orange pants.
The orange pants, and then what is the top?
Brown. I like brown.
Really?
You like white?
That's full Halloween mode. That really is.
I think they did that 4 times last year.
Yeah. Can't keep up. And then the color rush. What happened to the color rush? Because I thought Thursday night was the time for color rush.
The old color rush jerseys, I don't like them as much as I used to because I know why they wear them so much. Like, it's just the first thing I think of. And it does remind me of the old bad, like the bad, bad Browns.
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me of. Like, we were just trying to dress up the bad, bad Browns. Even though it's a good look, I like orange pants. I'm very happy with the orange pants. So I know we can get very cynical and go, well, we don't have Hunt, we don't have Chubb, we don't have Baker. The best you're giving us is orange pants. Well, they don't control whether or not those guys get hurt.
Yeah.
I might as well have something that I really like. Exactly. I might as well have something that I really like, and that is the orange pants. And, you know, the Browns can win tonight. 216-578-0092. You got Case Keenum tonight. Yes, the Browns can win. Should we call it a must win? And there are plenty of good seats available at a price. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.